I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. We're already halfway through the athletic calendar for 2025-26, so it's a perfect time for us to check in with our good friend, the Vice President for Intercollegiate Athletics here at Holy Cross, Mr. Kit Hughes. Kit, always great to see you. Happy New Year, and welcome back to Seder Stories.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Excited to kind of dig in on the first half of this academic year, and obviously really, really excited for our work together in 2026. So it's a pleasure. Let's get at it.
Yeah, lots to celebrate, lots to look ahead. Let's start with our guest from our most recent episode of Seder Stories. I had a great chat with our first ever Holy Cross female Olympian, Naomi Herzig. She's going to be playing for Team Switzerland in the Milan Olympic Women's Ice Hockey Tournament. How have your Crusaders embraced the first winter Olympian in school history?
Well, people are thrilled. I mean, it's incredibly exciting, you know, to have a current student athlete that's going to participate on the world's biggest stage, you know, in the Olympics. It doesn't get any bigger than that. It's something that all of us, you, me, everybody grows up watching the Olympics and dreaming of wearing your country's colors and representing them on that stage, you know, having those Olympic rings, you know, on you. And, you know, people are just thrilled for her. She's a phenomenal young woman. She's obviously made a tremendous impact on our team, both on the ice and in the locker room. She's an incredible teammate. And we're really, really, really happy for her to have this opportunity. And she'll be missed while she's gone. But she'll be back soon and be better for it. I can't wait to talk to her and hear her stories because they're going to be pretty special.
I know the team is excited to root her on. Katie LaChapelle is already planning some watch parties for the teams. And the times line up really well for folks here in Crusader Nation to watch her games in Milan. And speaking of Holy Cross women's hockey, program record for single season Hockey East wins. The Crusaders are now squarely in the hunt for a first ever Hockey East title. About 8 years ago, that would have been unthinkable. How has head coach Katie LaChapelle taken this program to new heights?
Well, obviously, Coach LaChapelle has done a phenomenal job. You know, each year they've just kind of taken these incremental steps forward, and then this year being able to take a little bit larger step. But there's been firsts for that program each of the last several years. You know, that kind of, you know, has instilled a lot of belief within our team. It's instilled a lot of confidence in the prospective student athletes that we've recruited to come to Holy Cross. And she's been incredibly fortunate. You know, her staff these last 2 years have been absolutely fantastic. So it's a team effort. I know Coach would say that right away if you were to ask her. You know, they're a team as a staff, and as a staff, they are doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And our kids are playing extremely well. It's not a one person show. It really is up and down the roster. You know, you have two really talented goaltenders that are playing extremely well. And so they have the makings of a team that could do something pretty special. But as you know, Kevin, hockey is an incredibly long season. There's a long way to go, but we really like where we're at. We have a huge, you know, a couple of huge games coming up here in short order. And I'm excited to see this team continue to compete.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Holy Cross women's hockey has become an international destination for talent. And we've seen multiple other Crusaders get a call up to their national teams this winter. Megan Schinbein was named to Team Canada's roster for the 2025 FIH Hockey Women's Junior World Cup in Chile. Incredible trip there. Jack Stockfish just laced him up with the U.S. Collegiate Selects team, traveled to Davos, Switzerland for the Spengler Cup. That's an incredible atmosphere in that nearly 100-year-old hockey tournament. How do you feel as the athletic director, these types of invites add to the notoriety for Holy Cross as an international destination for talent development?
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, it's incredible for the institution at large, right? To have Holy Cross mentioned, you know, in all these different parts of the world across several different sports that we just talked about, women's ice hockey, men's ice hockey, field hockey. You know, we have several international student athletes across several rosters, you know, soccer, swim and dive, you know, you have kids from all over. And, you know, getting the Holy Cross brand out there and showcasing the institution, you know, first and foremost, is something that we take a lot of pride in, and it people are taking notice. We recently received a commitment from another young lady from an international. I won't go into that. I don't know what I'm allowed to say right now or not, but from another international team that's going to be competing in the Olympics, who's going to be with us a year from now. And that sort of thing, it kind of creates this virtuous cycle where the brand is out there, people begin to know you, you start to make connections and develop pipelines to different areas where you can really bring in some true difference makers. And are still our our bread and butter will always be kind of that 4-hour recruiting radius from campus, which is really, really important to us. And that's going to be kind of the foundation of everything we do there. Then we kind of cast a broader net outside of our region, then across the United States. And when you can add some of the international talent to those rosters, it can really make a big difference. And it also enhances the experience of our students significantly, right? The kids on those rosters being able to, kind of build those relationships with kids with a very different perspective from different parts of the world, for them to be in classrooms with our, with our overall student population, it enhances the experience for everybody. And it's another area where athletics can play a real key role in recruiting kids to Holy Cross and to Worcester who otherwise may not ever even consider us as an option. And so it's something that's a responsibility we take seriously. It's something that I think we've done a very good job of, and hopefully something we can continue to enhance moving forward.
There is so much momentum right now in both of your Holy Cross hockey programs. Billerica squad sitting right back near the top of the AHA standings again with rival Bentley. We've seen the sparkling updates you and your staff have made to the Hart Center rink. Great crowds again throughout the season. What's the next step now to grow the game of hockey here at Holy Cross?
Well, I think there's that. That's a pretty complex question because there's a lot of different things that we're trying to do. We're trying to continue to invest in our coaching staff so that we have consistency of leadership within those programs. We're trying to enhance the daily experience of our student athletes in our facility and across our campus. Make sure that they're having a really well-organized, well-communicated, clear experience so they can really be efficient because they are still maintaining the same academic loads and the academic rigor of our general student body. And so we have to really make that as seamless for them as possible so that they have a high quality experience. We obviously have a tremendous facility here in the Louth Athletic Complex. They have tremendous resources within our overall athletic facility, but we need to continue to invest in the hockey facility as well. And you mentioned we've made a lot of updates inside the arena over the last couple of years, things that are enhancing both the student experience and our fan experience. We're proud of those, but we need to take that to the next level. And so, we have plans that are in the process of kind of a phase one plan for our ice arena, things that would impact kind of that daily experience I'm talking about for our students, things like locker rooms and nutrition areas, lounges, and enhanced, something that's not quite as kind of eye-catching, but is incredibly important. New equipment room, right? Things, new wet core, restrooms and shower and all that sort of facilities for our teams, for both the men's and women's teams, because that's where they spend so much time. And right now, some of those resources aren't exactly where we need them to be. When we get them there, that will obviously have a profound impact on recruiting, right? And development. And really, when it comes to successful programs, the recruiting and development piece alongside that quality coaching that they can receive, those are kind of the three legs of the stool when it comes to having winning programs. And that's what we're working on. We're having a, you know, we've have a lot of interest from people to kind of support us in that effort. We've made a lot of tremendous progress. Hopefully that can be a topic for a future Seder stories that we do together, and I can provide some more tangible updates on things like that. But we're really excited to be doing this work. And to your point, we're doing it because we see tremendous potential within those programs, both to have success on a national level, but also to impact the community that we have here in Worcester and specifically on campus. Hockey is a tremendous spectator sport. We've seen tremendous engagement from our student body, our faculty and staff. And as we continue to enhance these programs, we're excited to really increase that, engaging the city of Worcester and bringing people onto our campus and having a real spirited, prideful, first class experience for people where they're going to come back, and it can be a really special part of our community. So it takes a lot of different things working well together consistently over time, and we're hard at work on some of those enhancements I'm talking about, and they're going to make a real difference for us.
When you talk about building momentum in the fan base, I look at men's and women's basketball. Candace Green has a title contender in women's hoops. Dave Paulson has Holy Cross men's basketball off to its best start in league dating back 9 years. What are some of the steps that you and your colleagues are trying to take now to build that atmosphere inside the Hart Center as these teams go toe to toe with the Patriot League's best?
Yeah, I mean, it really starts with kind of building those relationships in the community to get people, turned on to coming. And people, there's a lot of demands on people's time. There's a lot of things going on, and not just time, they're resources, right? I mean, people need to have the resources to, to come to a game. They need the time, they need the ability to come. That value of a ticket and kind of coming and having the kind of experience that's worthy of of their family's resources, and a lot of that starts with relationship building. And so we worked really hard at kind of building some of those relationships in our community, certainly within our local school system, and certainly our field trip game was another kind of smashing success this year for our women, where we had 3,000 school children from the Worcester City Schools. They were treated to an incredible win against a top Vermont squad. And that's one of my favorite events of the year because of the energy in the building and seeing all those kids. But really now working with those schools and the families and those kids to get them back, and how are we going to bring
Yes.
them back? And again, just make it as fun and entertaining an experience as possible, because there is an element of this that's also the entertainment business, right? And people want to have fun, they want to be entertained, and we can do that at a high level here. And we are just trying to build those kind of relationships so that they know what we're doing, they appreciate the opportunity, and they come and get involved. Additionally, thing enhancements to our in-game elements, our promotions, things we're doing for our student body, because when people come to a college game, one of the things that makes us different are things like the presence of the students, the presence of our spirit team, who does a phenomenal job and it keeps getting better and better, the presence of our pep band, which it continues to improve. We need to make it really attractive for our students because they really impact so many other people who are coming into our facility. So again, it's a lot of little things, and we're fortunate that, our external team does a great job. Nick Smith, Elijah Gonzalez, there's many, many people, our communications team led by Sarah Kirkpatrick, our video board, team, and our social content squad. They do a great job putting it out there, and that's a critically important element of that as well. So we've worked very hard at all of these things. We're going to continue to do it. It's work that's never done. So but I like where we're at. We have some really exciting things coming up in this second semester, particularly over the next couple of months, that should attract a lot of people to campus. And hopefully we can deliver both with a great time and some big wins. And that's a big part of it as well.
Certainly, your football game at Fenway attracted a huge contingent of Crusader fans and alums. That was a great experiential showcase, really showing the college at its best. And you got a huge win over Georgetown. How valuable do you feel that was for the entire college?
I mean, it was a 2 day. I was gonna say usually kind of a game is like a 3, maybe 4 hour infomercial about your school, but really that was a multiple day showcase of Holy Cross. We had a tremendous event the night before at the ballpark. The entire, Fenway was lit up purple. I got text messages from people that I know who were driving by saying, "I just drove by Fenway and the whole thing is purple. Are you guys doing an event?" Or, "I saw a glimpse of the video board, from 90, and it said Holy Cross on it. What's going on?" And it was really special to be able to do that from a college standpoint. We're able to engage a tremendous number of alumni. Our student body really turned out for this. And it was a great positive way to end the football season. The 2025 season was challenging, and we all know that, right? It did not go the way that we had hoped, any of us, particularly the players and the coaches, with all the incredible hard work that they put in every single day. losing five games by a combined 13 points and having some real difficult ones, but was really proud. I think it spoke volumes about the type of people we have in that program, the way that they finished the season strong. And we had a couple big, wins there down the stretch, and certainly to finish playing the way that they played in that final game, I think was really meaningful to a lot of people to see the fight and the commitment and the representation of Holy Cross in that manner, in such a special venue, within such a special environment and a special opportunity. That really, ended things about as positively as we could have hoped, and gave us a lot of optimism and belief and excitement about what's in store moving forward.
Yeah, there's a lot in store ahead in Patriot League football. The league is expanding again. If you're not expanding, you're dying in the modern age of conference realignment. So next year we'll see Villanova, William and Mary joining up, and that means we will have six football home games at Fitton Field. Wow. What are your expectations for a supersized home season?
Well, I know that our community is going to be excited about it, right? I mean, there's a lot of positives about the Fenway game, similar to those positives of the Polar Park games previously, but there were also a lot of people that they want to see us play at Fitton Field.
Yes.
And I appreciate that a lot. And I think this coming fall 26, we're going to have, as you say, six opportunities at home for the community to come out and support the team right here in Worcester, right at Fitton. And I know there's a lot of excitement about that. So people have been hungry for that. I think we're really excited to be able to deliver on that this coming year. And certainly with the kind of schedule that you mentioned, that's going to be, particularly exciting with Villanova coming, to Worcester, with Richmond now coming up, in the second year of this. We open up the season with Lehigh, kind of the two-time defending conference champion. That's been an exceptional team the last couple of years. So there's a lot of exciting points there. And just on the point of expansion, the thing that I'll say there is, this wasn't just expansion for the sake of expansion. There's a lot of schools that have shown interest in the Patriot League over the last several years. This is about expanding with the right institutions, the right schools, right? Not just bringing people in, but bringing in the right people that are aligned with our college in terms of how they approach academics, the type of community that they have, the type of student athletes they recruit, how they view college athletics, and how they want to operate as a football program and as an institution aligns perfectly with who we are here at Holy Cross. And so it was expansion for all the right reasons from my standpoint. And certainly, from a league, across the league with the athletic directors, with our commissioner Jen Heppel, but across our league presidents, expanding the right way was incredibly important. And it's going to pay significant dividends for football in the Patriot League moving forward, both in terms of our opportunities to send more teams to the national tournament, but to play the type of conference schedule that is certainly going to be extremely challenging, but also bring a lot of excitement into our stadiums and hopefully be a real treat for our fan bases.
It's a schedule that now stretches into the summer. You mentioned that season opener against Lehigh. We will have Patriot League football in August, Saturday, August 29th. That could be a really special pregame tailgate and hopefully like 85 degree day for a little football in Worcester. I wanted to look back at the fall semester and some of the other on-field successes. Crusader women's soccer enjoyed their own home field advantage, first ever home playoff game. Just the second time in 25 years that Holy Cross women's soccer reached the postseason. Huge accomplishment. Archie Hatcher from men's soccer was named Patriot League Rookie of the Year. So I'd love to get an idea of the kind of momentum that's been building for those two programs at Linda Johnson Smith Soccer Stadium, because I feel like ever since that game against Clemson, like you can feel a buzzing of fan support there for those soccer programs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a really strong soccer community in central Massachusetts. And trying to tap into that and get more people out to support our, create the kind of environment, a winning environment for our teams to compete in, is incredibly meaningful. And it certainly helps build that sense of momentum, and we certainly saw on the women's side, a big step forward, this year. And that's one that has been coming, right? That has been coming. There's a lot of There's a lot of time behind the scenes leading up to when you have a season, when you kind of break through and do something you haven't done. It's not just about that one year. It's about all the years leading up to it, you know, where you stumble, where you experience failure, where you have those losses that you learn from. And, you know, it makes our student athletes better. It makes our coaches better, you know, working on the from a culture standpoint, all the things that you need to have a successful program. Obviously, our coaches have done a great job recruiting, and Archie Hatcher is a tremendous example of that, you know, on the men's side. But there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes every single year to put our teams in a position to have the kind of success that the women's soccer team had this year. And if you were there, as exciting as it is to qualify for the tournament for the first time, or you know, in the very or to host a game for the first time ever, it's equally as gutting when you lose that game in penalty shots.
Yes.
It is that was about as tough of a loss in terms of, you know, how it impacted me. So I can't even imagine the student athletes and the coaches who it's you know, exponentially, you know, more impactful. But again, they will learn and grow from that experience, and we'll be better for it next year when hopefully we're back in the tournament and hopefully we're hosting another game, having learned from this year's heartbreak that can really turn into a stepping stone to future success, you know, in fall of 26. And I'm really excited about that. So we're just trying to support our coaches and our students the best way that we can to help them get to kind of go through that learning and growth process. It's not always pretty. It can be really challenging for a lot of people. You know, this kind of work is certainly not for everybody. And you know, but it's the work that we're doing. And if we stick with it and we continue to work through those things and continue to support these coaches and these student athletes, it's a great example of what is possible and what gives us a lot of excitement for the future for both those programs.
Yeah, future is bright. We saw a lot of growth in the fall. Cross country posted strong performances at the Patriot League meet. Women's volleyball, a new era under first-year head coach Matt Cribbin, leading his team to more wins than any Crusader squad dating back to 2016. How exciting is it to see a new coach that you brought on board find success like that right away?
Yeah, it is exciting, but I was, you know, the people I was, you know, the most excited for, honestly, you know, were our seniors on that team. You know, they, you know, it's a great example that when somebody new comes in, right, if there's buy-in, right, from day one, what's possible, right? There's buy-in from day one. And so that team, you know, they really bought into what Coach Cribbin was doing. You know that they worked incredibly hard all year. They withstood some really unfortunate injuries along the way to some key people, and they were able to keep moving forward. And they got better as the year went on. And if you watched our matches, you know, we were just a team that was constantly improving. There were some young faces, some new faces that the coach was able to bring in, some kids that were already coming. You know, when he was hired, some kids he was able to bring in, but they meshed as a team, right? And when I talk about team, it's the student athletes and the coaches and the support staff together. It's not one or the other. It's not the student athletes over here and the coaches over here. It's one team. And they were a great example of what is possible when you approach it with a single team mindset and people are bought in from day one. There's a lot of things that were different, right, with how Coach Cribbin does business. And they didn't question that. They embraced it, they attacked it, and they saw success because of that. And hopefully that's a kind of example that can really you know, be impactful, you know, moving forward, not just in volleyball, but for all of our other teams, and particularly ones that may have, you know, new coaches, that when you approach it that way, the kind of success and the sort of reward that's there for you. And so when I talk about our seniors, you know, Katie Russell and Gracie Raisman, you know, to see them, you know, have their success at the end, to see them win, you know, in those late season matches and have an opportunity to play and play so well, you know, down the stretch, that was really gratifying, you know, to see that happen. And and at the end of the day, it's not about, you know, it's not about me or my staff, and frankly, you know, not even coach. It's about, you know, those two young women who were able to have an incredible final season that when the season ended, they weren't saying, "All right, I'm done." They were saying, "Man, I wish I could keep going. I want more," right? And that's what we hope for. And it's really just a testament to their mentality and their mindset going into it with the new head coach and kind of and believing what was possible. So extremely proud of that team. I think that they have great things coming, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, you know, they're doing an excellent job, but we return a lot of people on that squad who made significant gains this year, who played a lot of meaningful minutes and had a lot of success and are continuing to work behind the scenes to make this spring better than the spring before, to make next fall better than the fall before, and continue to kind of stack those real positive days, weeks, months on top of one another so that ultimately they can experience even greater success. So, you know, really, really proud of that group.
Yeah, it's always wonderful to see commitment to Holy Cross pay off for seniors, especially late in their careers. I think back to Sam Slade in his last game for Holy Cross football, scores his first rushing touchdown, rips off a huge score, and team went absolutely wild for him. There were some incredible opportunities for other Crusader student athletes in 2025. I love this one. Freshman Phoebe Devine from women's tennis makes program history at the ITA New England Regional. First student athlete to win a main draw match. And then men's rowing, what a year. They go over to the UK. Then, of course, they're back at the head of the Charles Regatta, new program best finish against some really outstanding college crews. How do these types of competitions beyond the NCAA schedule create value for your student athletes?
Oh, it's, you know, it's different in different sports, right? And so there's opportunities that exist, and tennis is a great example that's not necessarily, you know, as out there, you know, out there for across all of our sports, but there are examples, and certainly we talked about the international competition, you know, for some of our student athletes. There are some summer competitive opportunities in sports like, you know, baseball and soccer and you know, where people play. It's just a part of their development, you know, and each one of them is just trying to maximize their potential and maximize their ability while they have a chance to compete at this level, because there's a finite period of time where you can do this, right? And I say all the time, like, this is different than playing the piano, right? You can play your whole life. You can't compete in athletics, even if you're blessed to go play professionally. You still don't do that for your entire life. It is a very, very short period of time. And, you know, you want to put kids in a position where they can maximize their abilities and they can really find out how good they're capable of becoming. And these outside opportunities are a great way for them to continue to do that, to test themselves and compete in pressure-filled environments, right? Where they're going to be so much better for that experience, win, lose, or draw. They're going to be better for that experience. And then how do they continue to stack on top of that? And so, you know, Phoebe to win a main draw match is incredibly exciting. She will be better because of that moving
Yes.
forward, without question. You know, our men's rowing team having the success that they had this fall, as you mentioned, at the head of the Charles, is directly tied to the opportunity they had to go across the pond and compete at Henley, right?
Yes.
And compete at the highest level against the highest level crew out there, reigning champion, and be within a boat length and be the talk of the entire regatta, right? This is one of the most storied events in the world, right? In that sport. And Holy Cross rowing was the talk of the regatta because the way that our team competed. And then they built on that. And, you know, we had a couple of years ago, women's basketball went to Ireland, followed that up with an NCAA tournament run. Men's basketball this year, you know, was over in Greece. And now their team is as together a group as we've had in quite a while. It's still very, very early. Best start in however many years is great, but it's still very early in the season. But that kind of experience and growth as a team is the sort of thing that pays dividends as things get harder and harder down the stretch, because it does. It just gets more challenging. The pressure turns up. The attention turns up. And when you're together as a team because of these experiences or because you've had these kind of unique opportunities, you're better equipped to handle that when that time comes. And so, you know, the outside pieces are really exciting. They're also, you know, thrilling to be able to cheer on our kids when they're competing in different environments, It's something we all really look forward to when the time when those times happen.
Wow, what a fall semester. We could spend the whole podcast just talking about accomplishments. There are so many more, but why don't we take a quick break? When we get back, we'll talk with Kit Hughes about NIL, community engagement, and more incredible success in the classroom. That's next, right here on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence, in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete, to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader Nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
The College of the Holy Cross Power of Purple Giving Day is coming up February 6th and 7th during Winter Homecoming Weekend. Celebrate what makes Holy Cross so special: our pride, our purpose, and our passion. Visit goholycross.com/givingday26 for more info. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. On this episode, we are recapping the fall semester with Holy Cross Director of Athletics, Kit Hughes. All right, Kit, let's talk a little NIL. Crusader fans can now purchase official merchandise of their favorite Crusader student athletes. Pretty cool. The athletic department teamed up with Athletic Solutions to be the sole retailer of Adidas NIL player merchandise. How does this collaboration benefit both Crusader athletes and fans?
Yeah, I think we've constantly been working to evolve how we operate in this space. So the landscape of college athletics, we don't need to get into it, is rapidly changing. There's a lot of things that are taking place today that were not taking place, 5, 10 years ago. And so how are we evolving within that space to give our student athletes the best opportunity to operate safely and effectively when it comes to their name, image, and likeness? And so there's certainly things like the Mount St. James Collective that is that we have put in place to support student athlete NIL. And there's things like the merchandise store for student athletes, which is frankly true NIL. When you talk about marketing, your name, image, and likeness, being able to have a jersey or a shirt or a piece of apparel, with your name on it, and receive compensation from that is, frankly, the right thing to do. We're excited to put that in place. It's something that I do think that fans, I saw a number of fans, in the stands this fall for football wearing jerseys with players' names on it. Some are family members, some are friends, some are just general fans who really are invested in that player because perhaps they've met them, they've spent time with them, they've been down on the field and gotten an autograph from them. They've seen them when they've had a child or a grandchild who's having their birthday. And we have such great student athletes that, they're going to go over and they're going to talk to those young people. And then people invest in them emotionally first and foremost. And then if they are going to buy a piece of apparel to support them, invest in them in that way as well. So it's new. I think it's fun and exciting for the student athletes. We've had a number of student athletes who've opted in to participate in that and have apparel sold with their name. And we've had a positive response from our community as well. So I see it as just kind of a continuation of that evolution that I was talking about. And certainly to your point, it's something that it's fun for our students. It's fun for our community to have that opportunity. And hopefully it's something we can grow moving forward.
I love that. Back when I was in college, we had to create our own aftermarket personalized jerseys. It never quite looked right. more apparel news. Holy Cross signed another multi-year contract with Adidas to continue serving as the exclusive apparel provider for Crusader Athletics. I've got my Holy Cross Adidas polo on right now. I'll have to grab a couple new ones here in
Nicely done. Nicely
2026.
done.
I know who to call for that.
Yeah.
You also signed a multi-year deal with BSN Sports Collegiate Select Division. That's a third-party vendor for all of the department's uniforms, apparel, equipment, and accessories. The look means everything now in college sports. You got to stay fresh. What are some of the new Crusader fits we could see here in 2026?
Oh man, well, I can't give too much away here, Kevin. I mean, let's be serious. Listen, the Adidas partnership is incredibly important to what we do. Both in terms of the style and the look and the fit and kind of that look good, feel good, play good mentality that so many have. But it was a great opportunity to enhance the services we can provide to our students by going through this process and signing a deal that is, provides a significant step forward for us as a department from our previous arrangement, and both in terms of product that we're going to receive to support all of our student athletes, but then also through the BSN relationship, the service that we receive for our coaches, our equipment personnel, our student athletes, and the department as a whole. When you combine those things, the enhanced value of the apparel deal and the incredibly enhanced value of the service we're going to receive, that's something we're extremely excited about. And so, hopefully that it's something that transcends just, great uniforms and really productive training gear, and really something that, creates, like I spoke to earlier, a higher level experience for everybody. And that kind of daily experience is affected significantly by equipment and the equipment room, in general. And so being able to invest in that way and have a partner that believes in us the way that Adidas believes in us and take the kind of step forward we're able to take is going to allow us to do some really exciting things inside the department. So we're really excited about that. We're hopeful that we can continue to grow Adidas merchandise opportunities both within our campus store and online, so that fans can, pick up the sideline polo that our coaches are wearing. They can pick up a hoodie or quarter zip or something that maybe our student athletes are wearing, and be a part of the team, right? And we've talked about that many times before. It's, we're asking people to join us and be a part of the team, and now you can, kind of look the part as well. So it's a process that we have been going through for several months. And being able to bring that to such a successful conclusion is something that I was absolutely thrilled about, and really proud of the work that we did to make that happen.
Kid, I wanted to ask you about something near and dear to my heart, broadcasting. So much visibility for your athletic programs at Holy Cross, TV relationships with ESPN, NESN, Spectrum, showcasing teams across seemingly every sport on campus. When you speak with parents, family, some of those international athletes that we mentioned earlier, how valuable is it for them to see their athletes play from all over the world?
Yeah, and I'll add to that. Don't forget CBS Sports Network. We have a double header coming up on February 2nd for men's and women's basketball, where they're going to play nationally broadcast basketball. Yeah, it's the work that we do from the ESPN Plus platform or through the ESPN app is something that is incredibly meaningful to families, particularly as we are recruiting people from out of region, but also for people in region who a midweek game might not be something that they're able to do because of work or family responsibilities, that they still have an opportunity to watch their son or daughter compete, right? And that's something that's really meaningful, and we take that seriously. It's incredibly important to our coaches that we're doing that, and we're fortunate that we have such an incredible staff that does incredible work, putting all of these events together. It takes a lot of work, and we are broadcasting in terms of numbers, at the top of the Patriot League in terms of the number of broadcasts that we do. And I would go so far as also to say that the quality of our broadcasts I would put up against anyone. We have incredible talent on the air, not the least of which is Mr. Kevin Gale. But we have incredible, talent partners that cover our games. And that is something that has great reach and impact on our current student athletes and our future student athletes, so that recruits can tune in and they can watch and they can see a little bit of what we're all about as they're trying to figure out if Holy Cross is the right fit for them academically, athletically, and socially. So those things are important. And when we have opportunities to be on national broadcasts, you know, that's a great opportunity for our community to come together and say, we're going to show the world what this campus is all about. We're going to pack this place. We're going to bring the kind of enthusiasm and energy and spirit to really showcase Holy Cross at a high level. And then hopefully we can intersperse within the broadcast opportunities to highlight our academic side by focusing on a faculty member. We've had our provost on, we've had President Rougeau on broadcast, we've had people from different support areas across the campus on broadcast. You know, we really want to tell the full story, not just the athletic story, the full story of Holy Cross. And that's something that's exciting. And, you know, the ESPN app, I think, has become easier and easier for people to use. When this first came online, it was ESPN3 and then Plus, and now it's really they're focused on the app, watching things in the app. You know, when it first came on, it was like learning a different language. A lot of people couldn't figure out how to do it. It was really challenging to do it. The number of people I hear now who say, oh, I watch through the app of every age group. I watch through the app. It's so easy. I cast it onto my TV or I watch it on my tablet. You know, it's easier and easier to use. And I would encourage everybody to go on that app and customize it. You can go in your profile and you can select your favorite teams. And so going in and selecting Holy Cross men's and women's basketball, going on and selecting a hockey program or football team, customizing the app so then you're getting real-time updates and feedback in terms of games when they're starting, in-game updates, score updates. You know, it makes that whole experience better and better. And our league's partnership with ESPN and CBS Sports is something that collectively as a league, we're really proud of and excited about. And hopefully we can kind of continue to grow. It's an area that as a group of athletic directors, we've really committed to saying, this is an area where we can be truly excellent. How we broadcast, how we approach this, we can do this at a higher level than our peers and our competitors. And if you put our peer group on, you would, as I said earlier, you would recognize that the quality of our broadcasts and the in-game and the from commercials and institutional spots and in-game interviews, sideline talent, all of those different pieces, we're doing that at a high level. And that's intentional. That's part of our league strategy because we want to be truly excellent at this. And I'm really proud of the job that we do here at Holy Cross to do just that.
Very well said. Thank you again for the kind words. And I second the ESPN app. Make sure to go in there, favorite all the Holy Cross teams. You'll have highlights and scores, banner updates, anytime, any place. And I want to say again, the outstanding feedback from our NESN broadcast at Fenway. I was also told lots of great viewership there. There was tons of visibility around New England for that one. Another banner semester for your student athletes. Department-wide GPA 3.39 during the fall term, every team above a 3.0. Can you give us some perspective on that? How impressive is that? I hate to compare to other schools, but compared to other D1 athletic departments around the country, how tough is it to get around a 3.4 like this?
Well, it's just a testament to the hard work of our students. It's a testament to the job that our coaches do, organizing their athletic programs in such a way that our kids can put in the time required to have that kind of academic success. It's a testament to the type of recruiting and the sort of student athletes that our coaches pursue in recruiting, kids that can really thrive here. You know, and that's not to say that, every student athlete's going to be a Rhodes Scholar or that that's a prerequisite. But are we bringing in kids that value academics at the level and willing to make the commitment of time and effort and be diligent in such a way and build relationships with professors so that they are going to work with them when they're traveling for competition and they're going to do all these things that might take them out of the classroom at times so that they can work with them and still achieve a high level of success. So, you know, it takes an awful lot of work from a lot of people, but first and foremost, it's about the talent and the commitment and the effort of our student athletes. And so we're extremely proud of that. You know, it's hard to say that academics are a priority or that it's an academic, you know, it's a true student athlete experience, as I've said many times, and then not deliver in the form of results. And this is an area where we've continued to deliver in the form of results. This is the third straight semester that we've had all of our teams over a 3.0. And that's spectacular. And, it's whatever's going on at other schools, going on at other schools. I know there's a lot of, particularly in the Patriot League, a lot of pride around academic
Yeah.
achievement of our peers within our conference. But it's really just about, that's about us. That's about us. And that's the type of work and the type of environment and the type of culture that we try to create here, where people know that when they're coming, they're choosing Holy Cross because they have an opportunity to excel in the classroom and excel in competition. And we talked before about they don't have to come here and settle. They don't need to say, well, I'm gonna give up a little bit on the academics because I want to get higher, I want to get high level athletics, or I'm gonna sacrifice on the athletics because I want to get high level academics. No, you can do it all here. And we get kids that value that and families that value that. And then when they're willing to put in that kind of effort, these kind of results are possible. So, it's I'm proud of how our culture reinforces this as a key priority. And then certainly when the results come out and they look the way that they do, it's extremely gratifying for everybody.
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding. During my 8 years working with you, your staff, previous administrations, everyone at the college, it's always been so consistent talking with Crusaders about having it all here on campus. And that consistency above 3-0 every team across the board in recent semesters is just tremendous. I want to wrap up some of the off-the-field conversation talking about engagement in the community. This has been a big step in your Crusader program. Third annual Crusader Community Fest was in September. Huge success. Athletes participated in Civic Engagement Day in November. Huge success around Election Day. Talking with some of your student athletes, getting engaged with the Worcester Public Schools, they're eager to go back the next chance that they get this spring. And I was also thrilled to see Holy Cross officially partner with a group that I think is doing some of the best work in college athletics, Team Impact, an initiative that provides life-changing experiences for kids who, through illness, through challenges in their lives, they'll never get the opportunity to compete in sports or be part of a team. And you've found ways to bring them into the fold and make them feel like Crusaders. I'd love to know, Kit, what does that connection with Team Impact mean to you personally?
Well, Team Impact's an incredibly special organization, and it's one that I've had a relationship with for many years, even predating my time here at Holy Cross. It was something I was really excited coming in to know that we had a relationship with Team Impact, and it has been a priority to grow that relationship here. And this most recent announcement of the enhanced partnership was just another step forward in that direction. We hope to have even more teams participating and signing teammates to come in and be a part. Again, we have incredible kids and they do a great job with these young people. And our student athletes learning that they really have a platform. They have a platform to affect people in a really positive way. And this group of young people who are dealing with a variety of different challenges, who better to have a positive impact than them? Kids who will never know what it feels like to put on a uniform at Holy Cross or at the college level or compete at this level. And young people who they look up to our student athletes as superheroes, to a degree. And our kids have a platform to make such a positive impact on them, and they embrace that. They embrace that wholeheartedly. It is so aligned with our mission as a college. It's so organic and natural for us to be partnering at this level and enhancing what we're doing at this level. And really excited for what's to come, with Team Impact. It's if people don't know about Team Impact, please go to their website, learn more about it. It's a program that thrives also on things like referrals. And so the more you learn about it, if you have people in your own life, whether it's in your family, your neighborhood, your community, who might be a fit for something like this, making that referral and educating them on what Team Impact is and the opportunities available to connect with schools like Holy Cross, but also schools across the Commonwealth that also work with them and across the country will work with them. It's an incredible opportunity, and it's something I hope that there's just more and more young people who have an opportunity to participate, because there are a lot of kids who are struggling out there and have challenges like we're talking about. And what better than to get them involved with something like college athletics and Team Impact. And so That's an area of our community involvement that we're very, very proud of. Our work with Big Brothers, Big Sisters is something that we're incredibly proud of. We do a lot of work there. The Koozie Assist Program, where men's and women's basketball teams participate, mentoring young people at the Nativity School in Worcester. That's another program that we've really invested time and attention in to make sure that our kids have an opportunity to participate in that. And then there's other things that we do in the community that are truly fantastic. You mentioned the community festival that continues to grow. We have National Girls and Women in Sports Day coming up on February 14th, which is fantastic. That's around our women's basketball game against Loyola. There's programming pregame. That's something that's been growing each and every year the last couple of years. We even have Catholic Schools Week that's coming up towards the end of this month. And we have some great programming around Catholic Schools Week. Again, we have this platform to impact young people in our community, and finding different ways to do that to try to impact as many kids as possible is something that really is a true priority for us. And we're working hard to find new and exciting ways to do it.
Let's take one last break. Up next, Kit Hughes will tell us about the Bob Cousy Court dedication coming up February 7th. That's right here on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
The Holy Cross annual National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration is set for February 14th. Come join the Crusaders for a pregame skills fest with a variety of women's sports programs from Holy Cross Athletics. Visit goholycross.com/NGWSD for more info. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. It's always great to talk Crusader sports with the Vice President for Intercollegiate Athletics here at Holy Cross, Mr. Kit Hughes. Okay, Kit, this was great news we learned last month. Holy Cross is dedicating the court to Crusader and NBA legend Bob Cousy. 97 years old, Mr. Cousy's class of 1950 court will be celebrated Saturday, February 7th, prior to the game against Lehigh. That's 2 p.m. Winter homecoming weekend. We'll have live game coverage on NESN. This is such a wonderful tribute. How have you and the legendary Crusader really connected to make this dream a reality?
Well, I guess I'll start by saying, the opportunity to develop a relationship with Bob is one of the most special parts of what I do. And he is you talk about him as a legendary basketball player and Crusader, but he is a legendary person. He's a humanitarian. He's somebody who has committed his life to serving others. I was saying to somebody the other day, like as we talk about in and of Worcester, there's no better example of in and of Worcester than Bob Cousy. He came to Worcester from New York City and has lived here, has lived here ever since. And back in the day when he was playing for the Celtics, loading up the car and driving teammates from Worcester into Boston for Celtics practices and games. And he's somebody that would have the opportunity to live anywhere in the world he wants. And he chooses Worcester over and over and over again over the last 70 plus years of his life, and 75 plus years of his life. And he's somebody who's done incredible work with organizations like Big Brothers and Big Sisters in the city of Worcester. He has been a big himself, mentoring young people over the years, and really kind of putting his money where his mouth is in terms of putting his time in. Can you imagine being mentored by Bob Cousy?
Incredible.
It's unbelievable. And so to be able to get to know him, and now have the opportunity to celebrate him and his legacy in this special way, certainly, Bob Cousy 50 court is in our basketball arena, right? He's an incredible basketball player, but again, it is so much more than just his legacy as an athlete. It's about who he is as a person. And speaking to Bob and hearing stories that he'll share that he always brings back to the influence of the Jesuits at Holy Cross on changing his life. And I've sat with him and talked to him and tried to get him to tell stories about the best time in the NBA or going overseas or being in the movie Blue Chips or whatever those things are. And he'll talk about those things a little bit, but he always ties it back to the influence of Holy Cross as a Jesuit Catholic institution and the impact that the Jesuits made on his life. And so celebrating his legacy is a very special opportunity. We are over the moon for the chance to do this. And February 7th is going to be an incredibly special day. As you said, Winter Homecoming. It's the 125th anniversary of our basketball program. So we're bringing back basketball alumni throughout the generations. We're doing a very special recognition and celebration of our Crusaders of the Year at that game. And we're bringing back generations of Crusaders of the Year from all over the country. It's setting up to be one of those really signature special days. And I just hope that everybody takes some time to put it on their calendar and come be a part of it, right? You're going to want to say, I was there when that happened. It's one of those type of events. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And, hopefully, in addition to that, our team, plays their best game and delivers on the day as well to really take the energy and the spirit and enthusiasm completely over the top. But, the day really is going to be about Bob and what he means to this community and what he means to Holy Cross and what he means to all the people who are going to be in attendance. And I couldn't be happier about it.
You've done a great job during your time at Holy Cross at creating one of a kind experiences for Crusaders. And I think this could end up being top of the list. We are really looking forward to that. And as part of this winter homecoming weekend, February 6th and 7th, we invite all of you to come join us. You're bringing back an old tradition. How are you reinstating the Crusader of the Year ring ceremony?
So, for those who don't know, the Crusader of the Year is an annual award that's given to the kind of the top student athlete community member within our department. It's kind of our highest honor. Has been given for many, many years, and for a long time, when you were awarded Crusader of the Year, you would receive a ring to represent that you're a Crusader of the Year. And several years ago, that went away, about 50 years ago. It's something we had talked a long time about. We spoke to the varsity club about this. They were all in to support this and help us bring this back and then institute it for all of our future Crusaders of the Year. And they've been incredibly supportive, and so really grateful for the varsity club and their role in this. Grateful for my team, who's done incredible work going and finding everybody, to be able and to reconnect with this group. To be able to get people back, and the response has been tremendous. So, we have rings for all of them. So we're basically level setting, starting anew. Everybody's going to receive this ring, whether you
Wow.
were part of a Crusader of the Year that received one over 50 years ago, and we're gonna renew or replace. Many of them were lost. Many of them were worn so much that they were worn down. You can't even really tell what they were, and now they're going to have a new Crusader of the Year ring, and obviously institute that as part of our standard operating moving forward. And so thrilled about that. It was kind of an idea that took time to work on, and now we get a chance to do it, and we're thrilled, and just more than anything, thrilled at the response we're receiving from our Crusaders of the Year who are going to take the time and come back and be a part of it. That part is really, really special to get that group back on campus. A group that means so much, both their talent and their leadership and what they've done, since leaving Holy Cross, some incredibly special people, and it's going to be a really, really special event.
An incredibly deserving group, and great to see you honoring them again with a brand new ring that I'm sure they will wear out again with pride. As part of this winter homecoming weekend, we have Power of Purple Giving Day for the college. That's February 6th and 7th. How can Crusaders listening in here, Kit, make a meaningful impact?
Yeah, I think, we've talked about this previously. Coming back and getting involved, getting engaged is step one, right? That is a great way to do it, because when you come back and you get engaged, what you're going to see is an incredible group of young people that are working hard in the classroom, in the community, and in competition to represent Holy Cross and all of our alumni and all of our community at the highest level. They are inspiring. Like, our kids are truly inspiring. Not everybody is doing, in the world of college athletics, is choosing to take on the challenges of competing and learning and growing at a place like Holy Cross. And our kids do that, and it is truly inspiring. And so coming back and feeling that sense of pride and inspiration, seeing it with your own eyes firsthand, and seeing the great work of our coaches as teacher coaches, as educators, as mentors for these young people, and a department that's here to really wrap them in this really supportive, caring, but also very challenging environment, is something that is hard to replicate. And so coming back is always incredibly important. But yes, Power Purple Giving Day and the Crusader Athletics Fund is part of the lifeblood of what we do. The philanthropy, I've heard it said many times, is the margin of excellence, right? And our ability to support, through gifts that people make, and we have incredibly generous people, within our community, people who support the work that we're doing and see the value of it, and frankly, see the value of it only increasing in today's world of college athletics. It's not being diminished, it's being increased, the value of what we're doing, of growing and developing these young people to be impactful members of society and developing them in all these different dimensions of their lives. They have an opportunity to invest in that and ensure that we're able to provide a truly excellent experience that we can take, we can go from kind of that good to great, in terms of what we're trying to do, first and foremost in the experience that these students are having. And they can have a direct hand in helping us make that happen by making donations both on Giving Day and throughout the year. And whether it's a single gift or it's a recurring gift or it's an estate gift, there's so many different ways to do this and make a positive impact. And Giving Day has been extremely meaningful to us over the last several years. We've been able to grow, the services we can provide because of the success we've had in fundraising over the last couple of years. And that has a direct impact on the daily experience of our students, because it takes an awful lot to run an athletic department. And again, we can do a really good job, but we're not here to be good or even really good. We want to be great. We want to be truly excellent in all these things we're doing. And that's where people can help us by making gifts, both, as I said, on Giving Day, but throughout the year. We're extremely humbled and grateful for the support that we receive from the community in the form of donations to the Crusader Athletics Fund. We really cannot thank people enough for it. We hope that we kind of earn that every day with how we're operating and how we're going about doing this work. And hopefully on February 7th, the weekend of February 7th, we're able to bring even more people back, as I said, and then inspire them to be a part of this by making a gift and supporting our really special student athletes.
Kit Hughes, I always enjoy our time together. Thank you so much for being so giving of your time. We covered so much in this conversation. I mean, we could go on and on and on, but there's so much more work to do. And we've got some big weeks ahead at the Hart Center. Crusaders chasing league titles in hoops and hockey, and a lot of planning for you and your staff with big events ahead. So thank you again for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a pleasure. And to your point, it's going to be a really busy time of the year on the court, on the ice, in the pool. We have spring sports that are already starting. We have lacrosse scrimmage on, coming up, this weekend, which is mind-boggling that we're here already. It's the time of the year, I know for everybody, that the days and weeks and months just start to fly, right? And we're excited for what's to come. Hopefully we can have even more special moments, and even more special moments we don't even know about yet. And so the next time we talk, hopefully we can connect on that as well. But Always a pleasure, Kevin. I really appreciate the work you do. Do a fantastic job representing Holy Cross and Crusader Athletics, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
That means a lot to me, Kit. Thanks so much. All the best to you and your family. And my thanks to everyone for tuning in. We'll be back soon with another episode of Seder Stories. Until then, we ask that you tell your fellow Crusaders about Seder Stories, available anytime on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And if you love hearing stories from Crusaders like Kit Hughes, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. That'll do it for this episode of Seder Stories. I'm Kevin Gale. Go Cross, go.